Das Teva, Shashar Shlishi Das Tera, Perek Shmini, Page Reish Chavez, the second to last paragraph of the page. Umus Olam Enam Yoidim Klam Yisoytze. This musik of that the source of the knowledge itself becomes the source of his batlus. They don't have that. Okay. Him yodim seichel. I give them a sogus. They talk him. They talk him. They're thinkers. Now we have a figim gaiva by goshes hayeshu shebehem, and that strengthens their gaves. Shemar dezatzim im kol masha seichel masigusu. That the more you understand, the smaller you feel. Zel nachlas kach miyisu. Was the kitzel lahoven. Hashem yareinai. Kamis batim kach miyisu. Beetzem karifusa. With all of their sharpness, that's the language. Now, v'yesh shaseichel en mechaken is matmusa arachri asoga. David. So now I'll take it a step further. So when I come to this evolved understanding, I realize how big the world is and how much is out there and how small I am compared to that. So the Hasaga creates the Hisbah. What about before the Hasaga? You know what? How is that? So the Aruch HaZadikim says, a sechel of avoshes, a avoshes of a sechel. Kelodim b'cham enemar, v'yiru shem ha-rumim, v'ha-odim v'yishter v'lo yispo yishoshu. V'lo yoydim derech atzniyis, v'lo hafjim b'in tov v'bein ra. Aruch HaZadikim et sadas, enemar v'tipokach da'en yishnehem. And they realized, k'erum v'hem, they're rumim v'hem. So the moment of busha that they realized this element of busha was when they started had now the ability to understand. Okay. So what does that mean? So what is busha? Right? Where does busha come from? Busha is the awareness of what should be and how it's not. That's what busha is. So I'm embarrassed when people, I believe people should perceive me a certain way, and now they realize that that's not true. So that's embarrassing. Right? Or I'm embarrassed myself sometimes. I can't believe I just did that. I expected more of myself than that, and I ended up not like that. Right? When I'm being perceived as less than I am, that's about the busha. Right? I am something greater than just my physical body. If you perceive me in just a physical way, that's very embarrassing. So all of those elements of busha. I become aware that the true understanding of what I am and what the world is being affected negatively by me. That's embarrassing. So going back to the Moshe we said last time, right? The example of the person who discovered the cure, the true cure for cancer. Right? So we said he get two reactions. One is like, turn this guy, like, wow, like, I solved the world's greatest problem. Or it could be, I stand in front of the awareness of what I just accomplished, and it's so overwhelming that Pashat, I feel small compared to me. Now imagine, you know, or back to the mice of the Ramanella, that for a moment, I have a feeling of gaiva, and then this feeling replaces the feeling of gaiva. So together with this other understanding, there's an embarrassment that I had gaiva over such a thing. Like, how could I have gaiva? It's like I didn't even realize how great I didn't truly realize how great what just happened for the world, and because I'm focusing on myself. Like that itself is embarrassing. That's the busha which Seichel tells you. That when I react to hasagas with gaiva, that itself is, if I have some greater level of havana than that, I realize, how can I think like that? It's so lowly of me that the focus is on me. Using that mushroom. So I've had interfaces with doctors. The new types of brain, we're gonna hand them out for a second, you know? Right? Where the doctors truly cared about the patients, and obviously the patients many times if they're dealing with the situations I'm dealing with doctors is because the situations are not easy. And then you have certain doctors which don't truly care about their patients. The focus is themselves. I met both types. The first group are usually easier to deal with than the second. So the doctor, he says, you know, we're dealing with lives. We're dealing with lives not only of the patient, but of a family, parents, siblings, children, etc. And this is something which is going to impact them, not for this moment, but for years. And there's so much happiness which was just brought to the world with this cure, and all I can think about is myself. Like, what low life am I? That would be the reaction that a person would have. We would have that humble, right? So, but there is a natural inclination to some extent to think about have guy. So that itself means I'm aware that hidden inside of me there's an element of guy over here. So I'm pushing embarrassed that I'm such a person. Like what are you? You're standing in front of there's this mountain of simcha, that of happiness, of consolation, which has been brought to the world. And you think, well, wow, I'm a great, you know, look at the cover up again. That's what he said.
So what is the is there a balance there, or is it a person wants to do something greater than themselves? You want to be able to help people.
Okay, so it's a good question. So let's clarify. There's a difference between kavod and gaiva. I heard from one of my mentors, I heard from his father who was in Shanghai, that Rukatskal, the Baal Musar par excellence, Rukatskal, said in Shanghai one time, he said in Yiddish, everybody needs a spoonful of kavod every year. Okay? Kavod means that you're valued. Value means that you have what to contribute to the world. Your existence plays a role. it's significant, it's important, etc. Because I don't have that feeling. If I would have the total void of that, a person is very, very awful to commit suicide. That's what I'm here for. I'm worthless. Kavanah is the awareness that you're not worthless. Now, there's ways to be not worthless. One way to say that I'm not worthless is because I understand, like I said over by the dinner, like the Rosh Hashanah created me, he knows what he's doing, obviously, and he's being misasik with me. He's not misasik with nothing. He obviously has a reason, he thinks that I have value. Right? He's spending, he created the world, because I'll say, I've created him for Shuli Nevroil. Which means what that's saying is that the Rosh Hashanah is saying that it's Kedai to create the whole world, to have this person walk the face of the world and accomplish what he's supposed to accomplish. For that, it was also Kedai that creates the world. Okay. That's how valuable my life is. I know value my life is. Very valuable. Well, and so now I would, and I, but it's nice to know sometimes along the way exactly how it's, what those values are. Okay, that strengthens my understanding of the significant role that I play. But that's not gaiva, because I'm not being the yachis, the accomplishment to that there's something extraordinary about me versus everybody else. And therefore, I deserve to be recognized for that. Covet is not recognition. Covet is the understanding of the value. The problem with bakashas of covet is when I don't know how valuable I am, but I need to think they're valuable. So I need to ask you to recognize me, because otherwise I don't feel valuable. That's strange. Because then your focus is on people recognize you, as opposed to what your real role is to make is the accomplishment. It's not about the accomplishment anymore. It's about the recognition you get with the accomplishment. That's what life is about. Life is not about recognition. Life is about accomplishment. Right? Some you'll be aware. Some you won't be aware. There are many accomplishments that I don't even know. But if I have enough emunah, I know that I'm valuable. I have no doubt that I'm playing a significant role in the purpose of the world. Because Russia made me, and he's pretty important, and he made me, and he said that I'm very valuable, so I trust him. So what the role is, I mean, just Lahavla, I mean, by the dinner, you know, they had this video. One of the stories over there, which took place, I don't remember the story. I didn't, you know, I vaguely remember the story now. So I don't know everything that I'm accomplishing. Maybe at the time I didn't realize. Right? Imagine I walk down the hallway and I say good morning to a boss, and he's a little bit of a bad mood, and I say good morning to a big smile, and he says, "Oh, Reverend Rango likes me," right? And it changes his day. Mela, he's nice to his friend. Right? There's this major chain reaction. I have no idea that I just did that. Then Shemayim, they market Rango's valuable because look what he accomplished. I don't know that, but if I have enough of Muna that I'm valuable, I don't need to know that. But I need it all valuable, because otherwise what I'm here for. That's a kafira, if I don't know that I'm valuable. So I'm saying, you know, the world is gained nothing by my existence. We have people like to have these little sermons, right? You know, there's no loss to the world if I kill myself, because I'm not editing anyway. So what you're really saying is that God got a role wrong. He put this guy over here, and it would have been better if he hadn't been here. So, you know, he shouldn't have made me. Well, you know, the Russian says, excuse me, I know what I'm doing, and I made you, and I should have made you, you know. I didn't say this about a dinner, but, you know, and I quote that piece of Refersh, Refersh goes right to Refersh, actually goes through talking down a suicide. The person is saying, I'm worthless, I have nothing to contribute, and how he counterbalances and saying, there's always something to contribute, there's always something of value. It's a beautiful piece. I mean, I couldn't really quote it in that form, right? And Refersh talked about a case.
Where's the rehearsal? Where is it?
In Chorev, chapter 62. The chapter is about self-preservation, injury, etc. Those things is that you can't allow yourself to get injured. So obviously you shouldn't be injuring yourself. You know, and obviously you shouldn't be, you know. So that, you know, as he talks about the cancer behind that, it's a gorgeous piece. So going back to my biochemist over here, let me figure this out, right? So yes, it validates to the person that I have a role to play in this world. Obviously a very significant role, because I was the one that was the vehicle to bring this cure into the world. So I played a very important role in the world. But when I say, therefore everybody should come and give me recognition, that either saying I have a lack of understanding of my value, the truth of value, and therefore I need you to recognize me to feel good about it. The Miri has a nusach. It says a person who's mevakash kavod is worse than the biggest avid avodah zara. It says why? Because an avodah zara is avid one of avodah zara, or a few avodah zara. So this person bows down to the whole world. It's awesome line. Like every person in the world is a hechad for him to get kavod, and he's willing to sort of like pander to that person to get his kavod. So he's pushing, bowing down to the whole world. Awesome line, right?
It's possible now with you too.
Yeah, people out there, because they want to get all these likes. It's crazy. Like, why do you spend your life worrying about people like you or not? Because you don't know your own value. So therefore, when people say like, I'm valuable. So I get my daily fix of how valuable I am. Right? And when I think I'm not valuable, so I suppose can't live with that. Because nobody can live with the fact that they're valuable, that they're worth it. They can't live with that. And then constantly you're right. The question, where do you get that from? I said this over to Shmuz once. Sefer Yadik Heskel from Chatzko Levenstein. In the back, it's on the Parshias. It's not part of the series. It's, it was put out by Talmud who went through Chatzko in Shanghai. And then in the back, he wrote down stories that Chatzko said over while he was in Shanghai. So one of the stories was about that Rishul Salatin's original plan was to be an Ister, like Rizundel. And then he realized that it's not the role that Russia wants to play for the generation, and he changed his approach. But to facilitate that role, Rizundel did two things. First thing he did was he memorized all of Shas verbatim, word for word, Gemara Shetosis, etc. So he'd never be caught opening a Gemara. Because he didn't need a Gemara. But he wanted to present like an Amor. It's like a low, you know, like a wagon driver, you know. And then he used to dive in the back by the stove where all the wagon drivers, and he trained himself to compress Rishul Salanter's Shemoneh Esrei with all of its awareness of Kadosh Baruch Hu and its intensity, etc., into a very quick, emotionless feeling. Fine. So I'm reading this piece, and I'm saying, imagine I knew Shas Bal Peh Gemara Shetosis is verbatim. Imagine. Now I'm not going over to you and say, hey, you know, I know Shas Bal Peh, because that's like, you know, I have a little bit of self-respect, right? But I'll let you know that I know Shas Bal Peh. How will I let you know? We're learning. Like Menachas, like the seven days, fourth line from the bottom. You throw lines here and there, you know, to let you know that I know Shas Bal Peh. Rishul Salanter's dream was that people should not know they know Shas Bal Peh. That was his dream. That was his exciting desire. Because he had no need for anyone to recognize him. He knew he's valuable. The Russian made me. The Russian obviously has an ASIC with me, so I'm valuable. I don't know. The more I worry about what you think about me, the more I'm distracting me from what life is really about. You know, and that's mamash what you have nowadays. It's a total distraction from real life. So his dream was that nobody should know me. So then I can really focus on what life is about. I need no value. I know I'm valuable. He had very healthy self-esteem, as they call it nowadays. Gaiva is when I have a need to be misquire about the fact that I'm better than somebody else. The way I get my value is to say, well, I'm better than somebody else. So that's beyond because of the COVID. Now sometimes you have a person who's misgoya by not going after COVID. He says, I'm such a big Sadiq, I don't even need COVID. Like, you know? So he's like, but inside he measures his value by comparing this to somebody else. So I'm great because I'm better than everybody else. So that's the gaiva component, but that's like a separate lakuta. I have even without the gaiva, the fact that I need to recognize me is a kashas lakuta. The fact that I define my value by comparing me to somebody else is a gaiva. Okay.